The first reading comes from the Old Testament part of your Bible, from Psalms 133, verse 1. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. The second reading comes from the Gospel according to John, and it can be found on page 91 in the New Testament part of your Bible. The verses we'll be reading today are verses 1 through 5, and then picking up at 14 through 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known."
In the New Testament, your page number 122, Acts, beginning at verse 32 of chapter 4. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the disciples' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. Amen, and may God add his blessing to these readings of his words, and to his name be the praise and the glory. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Amen.